the list as well. Margaret, staying with transport, you've been taking a closer look at some transport issues in Melton.
Yes, I went. I navigated my way out to Melton last night, and I will say, with not using the GPS, I'm pretty good at not using the GPS, but it doesn't let you know, your brain, your kind of instinct, which I'm pretty good at in the car, but it doesn't know about where all the traffic snarls are. So I, you know, took the colder out to the Melton Highway to get to the Melton Library last night for an event looking at transport issues in Melton. One issue that came up again and again, the Western Highway is just an ongoing one, but the electrification of the Melton line. We heard from one resident who was at the meeting last night who was stranded for 5.5 hours when the communications went down on the V-Line train network, because people outside of Melton may not realise the Melton line is not electrified. They are running on a V-Line diesel service to get to Melton, those commuters to come into the city every day. And she was left stranded for 5.5 hours when the telecommunications on V-Line went down. She wanted to know what the backup plan was. Electrification is on everyone's radar, but it is going to take a long time. So, everyone wants the local bus network to be strengthened and better improvements for local roads out there as well.
Yeah, I feel like they've been fighting and campaigning that for a long time. But good on you for using your memory and not GPS, Margaret. That will make your brain bigger and healthier.
Oh, something's got to work in my favour.
Margaret Paul, ABC News reporter, who's always out there giving us our news from the suburbs, 5 minutes away from 7. And that idea of remembering stuff and